Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers and Bold Type fans, we are back. Season 3 coming in strong. So excited to talk about all the bold issues this season and can't wait to get into our favorite couples like Suttered and Pinstripe and Jane. So much to discuss. We can't wait. So stick around right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're back! What has it been, guys, a year?
A whole year.
Yeah, almost.
Really?
Because it ends in the end of summer, or not even the end of summer.
That's wild.
It's been a minute.
It's been a year.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Too long.
So what's been going on in everybody's life? Is everybody happy, feeling bold, ready for the season?
Feeling bold, dying from allergies, but here we are. I'm excited for season 3.
Here we are, guys.
Bolder than ever.
Bolder than ever. Same panel as last season, which I love coming back. Yes. Stronger than ever. Hey, guys. Allie Nasta here, and I am joined by my lovely favorite co-host, all the way to the left, KK Boom Boom. It's been forever, girl.
I know. I haven't seen you in so long.
Missed you.
I haven't seen you ladies in a while. We did a red carpet together, so it was awesome. So, happy New Year's. I have not said that. And hey, Bold Type fans, missed you guys.
Krista Flengy, what's going on?
Yeah, happy to be back with all of you guys. Missed you all.
Missed you.
Yeah,
and Carla Beltran.
Hey guys, what's up? So excited to be back.
I know, you're my freeform lady. We just finished Siren. We're back on the Bold Type, and woo-hoo. I love it. Also, what else was back on the Bold Type is Olive Garden.
Yes!
Our favorite, obviously, the season 1, which I don't think Krista was with us yet, but we got sponsored by Olive Garden, and they gave us dinner. They were amazing.
So much
and
food.
Honestly, this show is perfect to watch with Olive Garden. So oh my gosh.
What was crazy about that commercial is they fed it in so perfectly where I thought it was part of the episode. This seems
That's amazing. Shout out to Olive Garden. I love about this show, though, because shout out to someone like Olive Garden who sent us the food because they were watching, and the Bold Type writers who always tweet at us.
Yeah.
And they always write us on Instagram. So I feel like we're one big Bold Type community.
It is.
Yeah. Awesome.
And with that being said, guys, please make sure that you're tweeting at us, commenting on Instagram, following us, commenting on YouTube, and let us know how you're feeling, what your thoughts are this season, because we definitely take that into consideration and we want to hear what you guys think so far. Yes. But let's jump off.
Yes.
Okay. So last season we ended, Jane did not know who she was going to choose. Some of our predictions was that she was going to choose nobody, but to our surprise, she picked Pinstripe. How do we feel about this?
Satisfied.
Yeah. I liked watching it. I was like, I'm not mad at this decision. It's working. Yeah.
It was a great one. I'm not going to lie. I loved Ben for her, but I get it because I think as girls and some guys, we've all been there where there's someone who looks good for you on paper, but there's someone that you click with and you do such a great job with that person. Yeah. And I'm not mad to see Peen Stripe back.
Yeah. They're such a fun couple. I love their dynamic.
You know what's crazy is I think that we had enough break in between seasons 2 and 3 that I was able to kind of not forget about Ben, but in a little bit I did.
I forgot until she said Ben. And I'm like, oh my God, there was a whole nother guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this just goes to show that Jane and Pinstripe are meant to be, and I don't think that we'll be seeing Ben be reintroduced back into the storyline.
No. Bye, Ben.
But I'm about it. I'm happy.
I'm here for it.
They seem so happy together. It's fun to finally see Jane in a relationship because I feel like she's wanted this for a while, even though she didn't know it. But it's just because they work and timing is everything.
Yeah.
It's true.
She is struggling a little bit, though, with Patrick Deschund, who is the new head of the digital portion of the magazine now. Mm-hmm. And at first, was feeling like I didn't like him, but he grew on me throughout the episode. But it was weird because I went from one end of the spectrum to the next. I went, I hate this guy. He's annoying. To the end where I thought he's very respectful. He brings out the realness in everybody. Yeah. And he knows what he's doing. How do you guys feel about Patrick now?
Same. I literally wrote, he brings out the best out of everyone. Because mm-hmm. when he first started, at first I was like, all right, Jane, that is a little rude that you did hit someone with the door, not knowing who he was.
Right.
But then as the show was going, I'm like, all right, I hate him. I'm like, I don't know if he's just being mean, but nice, but like in a creepy way. Yeah. But then when you actually got to know Patrick, you're like, okay, he doesn't mean any harm.
Yeah.
He actually brings really great stuff out of all the girls and actually the whole crew on the bowl type, like in Scarlet. So that's, I like him. So far, I know this is only episode one, and I feel like the bold type, sometimes they'll do that, and then we'll come back to, like, episode eight, and we're like, hate him again. Yeah. But so far, so good.
I know, that's how I feel. At first, I was like, this guy's the worst.
Yeah.
And then it went into it a little bit more, and I'm like, okay, we're hearing all this good stuff about him, and he's, like, obviously cares about these girls and, like, wanting them to be their best. But I'm still like, you know, do we know him yet? I feel like I need a little more time, because the bold type does like to do that, and I don't want it to be next episode, and then I have to hate him again, so... Keeping it up.
Well, I don't hate him or love him yet. I am letting him kind of show us a little bit of who he is, because that's the thing. You can never really get to know somebody in such a short amount of time. I know that he's done some very bold stuff. Like, he stood up for one of his colleagues so that he could get equal pay, which is awesome. But, I mean, we still need to know a little bit more from him. We need to see him, like, actually work at Scarlet. I think that the dynamic at Scarlet is so different that I can't say if I like him for Scarlet yet or not.
I agree.
Fair enough. I think we've got some good opinions on him so far, and it'll be interesting to see how he is perceived by the end of the season and kind of his arc and his character and where he's going to grow and what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads us to wonder, what is happening with our lovely editor-in-chief?
I know.
What's going on with her? Is she going... Because at the end of last season, we had that email that was sent to Richard about how Jacqueline might be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And so in what we're seeing so far is she's not full on replaced yet. It's as if he's her equal, if not her boss. But where does she kind of end up at the end of the day?
I know.
I don't like that they didn't show her a lot this episode either. So it was like, are you trying to transition me to getting used to her not being the head honcho? But yeah, I don't know. I'm skeptical.
It's weird. Then I also wonder, like, is she at this point in her life where she's ready to transition out?
Maybe.
Where she's kind of okay with this decision? But I wanted to ask you guys because, you know, he is a man and he's in charge. As, like, Jane says, like, why is there a man in charge of a woman's magazine? Like, how did you guys feel about that? Because at first I was like, I can see where she's coming from. But then I was like, well, as we got to know him, I'm like, maybe he is the right guy for the job because he is all about equal opportunity. Mm-hmm. And he always says, like, you know, it's a great day to be queer. And I feel like at the end, I thought he was a good guy for the job so far. But I love Jacqueline and she's a queen bee and there's no replacing her. So team Jacqueline.
Yeah.
I'm also team Jacqueline. And I think that there's a very fine line when you try to decide whether you're the right gender for a specific role when it comes to a job. I think that anybody, as long as you want the best for everybody in the company, it could be either a girl or a male running the company, and I think it doesn't matter. So I wouldn't want to put him in that situation where, like, oh, he's a man, he can't run this, because I think a man is equally as capable of running a magazine just as any other woman is.
Yeah. That's Jane's beef.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I think she was obviously, after doing this research and doing the story, she was proved wrong that what she thought initially wasn't the case. But I love that she kind of had to do that digging to kind of then be, like, to realize that you can't, like, judge a book by its cover, which we all kind of did.
Yeah.
But I think also it just kind of stinks because you see, you know, Jacqueline kind of being put to the wayside a little bit, and then now with Jane's new job opportunity, where obviously they're meshing it together, but, like, where does this have her loyalty lie? You know, like, who do you report to every day? What's going to happen here? So that's going to be a little tricky to navigate, and I feel, like you mentioned, Krista, they are slowly pushing her out of the company in a sense, and maybe it's one of those things where they'd rather let her go herself rather than officially just fire her.
That would make sense, yeah.
Because if we're speaking in real life, you know, Jacqueline, it'd probably be more expensive for them to maybe fire her or let her go rather than to just let her leave on her own
Which
terms.
Which is, like, a sad but brilliant game plan on HR's part because they're like, maybe she'll just be like, I don't want to be be the second head honcho in the department when I've been head for so long. Mm-hmm. But that's so sad.
I know.
Yeah. A lot of companies do that too in real life, where they try to phase you out.
They bring in a new young guy or girl.
Right. What do you guys think? Do you think that they're phasing Jacqueline out? Do you think they're going to fire her? You know, let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic, because we all are huge fans of Jacqueline, and we were very alarmed last season to see that this could possibly be the end of her career at Scarlett. But also, we want to thank you guys. You are the best. We love chatting about our favorite shows every week, and it's because of you guys and everybody here at AfterBuzz. So, Kiki, boom, boom, take it away.
Yes, thank you, Allie. As Allie says, we love you guys. We're very grateful to have you, and we want to thank you guys for having us be the ESPN of TV Talk. But with that being said, we are very humble. So we take all of the compliments, all of the 5 stars, and all of the thumbs up. If you guys can do us a huge favor and just go onto YouTube, and you can possibly go under, I think the bold type is under dramas, maybe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which is kind of like a rom-com type of show. But if you don't want to watch the bold type, which is crazy because you should, you have other really cool shows, other cool freeform shows like These Two Ladies Are On that you can watch, and other shows like reality TV and competition shows. But when you guys do, make sure you guys give us a thumbs up. And if you guys are listening to us on iTunes, you can now give us a 5-star. And now we're on Spotify, so you guys can also give us a rating there. Thank you guys so much. We love and appreciate you. And if you guys leave a comment in the comment section, we will shout you guys out.
Yes, we will. And I think our faces will be just as excited or disappointed if you don't comment, just like Jane's was when Sutton announced that she might be moving in with Richard.
Oh my gosh.
She immediately in the car wasn't initially
hurt.
She wanted to be a supportive friend, but also was sad that her friend could be leaving her and this chapter of them living together would be ending.
Mm-hmm. Which I get.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's tragic. Yeah.
You, like, want to be happy for your friend, but then you're also like, well, someone's got to pay the rent. Right. And also, it's like you had, you know, they're so close and they work together. So it's like a little part of that would be closing. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you don't want the good times to end. Not that it never.
No.
It's not going to end.
It's an adjustment.
Yeah. But, like, if this has been your friend, they've been friends since college and they're living together. And it's, I think it's one of those things, it's a reminder of growing up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That now one of your friends are like, I want to move in with my boyfriend. And you're like, whoa, wait, where are we? We're grown-ups. We're adulting.
Yeah.
So I think it's the fear. And I think it's the fear where you're like, oh, I have a boyfriend and so does my friend, but I may never see that friend again. Mm-hmm. Though you will, but I just think it's the fear.
Everything always seems worse than...
And then it actually is.
I actually had forgotten that Sutton even lived there. Because I feel like I never see her there. Yeah. She's always elsewhere. Right. Or I feel like Jane always has somebody over, so then she leaves. So I kind of had forgotten that she lived there. But you guys... I have been Team Sutton since
she's been wanting them to get married since
episode one.
She's been championing Richard since the first episode of the show.
So when they were in the shower and he asked her to move in, I was like, yes, we don't have anything to think about. Why don't we think about anything? Just say yes, because basically we're already living there anyway. So I'm very happy that this episode ended with her making the decision that she's going to actually move in with Richard. I think it's super exciting.
Yeah, and that she wants to. At first, I was worried that she was hesitant on actually wanting to because she felt like it was too fast or something. But it sounds like she was just more worried about what Sutton was going to think. I mean, what Jane was going to think and kind of had to process it all. But I'm glad that she's excited about it. And I'm really, really glad that they had a conversation about where they stand in their relationship. Mm-hmm. The communication is so much better already in episode one. And it's just really fun to see that they're on the same page, because in the past, we've seen Richard really kind of hold back how he's feeling and want to make face for the company, for other people. And I like that Sutton was able to just be like, no, you can't let people get in your head and worry about what they think about you. That's just not healthy, and it's not going to be good for us.
Exactly.
Agreed. I'm happy for them. But, like, I don't, you know, I feel like once she moves in, she's probably going to be over Jane's more often now because they're not living together. Because sometimes you want your space.
Yeah, your girl's night, like, Kat comes over all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, same stuff.
But as of now, how do we think that Sutton is going to end this season with? Like, do you think that they're on the trajectory of an upward progression, or do you think that eventually this moving in could be something that could tear them apart?
I hate to be this person, Carla.
Upward progression. I can see it in your eyes. She's like, wedding.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm worried. agreed.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, also, like, we got a little bit of it today with the who was the guy that was like, oh, what is she, 26?
Eli.
Yeah, Eli. And I think, like, that stuff's going to keep happening, and when she's living with him, she's going to see it more. But, you know, it's they're either going to, like, walk through it together, or they're going to let it get in the way, and it's... Yeah,
I think because now it's affecting his job and he's like, oh, we didn't get invited. Oh, OK, cool. And I think it's one of those things where Sutton's really young. And I'm not saying because you're young, you can't move in with someone. But she's really independent and she has this independent spirit. And I just hope that this doesn't become like we're practicing being wife and husband and you want me to sit down and stay home. But I'm living my best life working at this fashion magazine and I'm going out with my girlfriends. Like, I just hope that it doesn't, because he is older. And I feel like sometimes, you know, older men may want to settle down faster than younger girls. Mm-hmm. And not saying that younger girls don't want to, but I just think it's one of those things like, babe, I'll see you later. I'm out. Mm-hmm, yes. Where I feel like the older guy's like, let's just sit home all day. And she's probably like, I don't know. So, it's a show, but.
So do you think that Jacqueline's comment about, like, you know, you've been through a lot in the 2 months, you know, are you sure you're ready for this? Do you think that's maybe a little foreshadowing of what he might be feeling?
I think maybe it's just his turn to have what Sutton had last season, to be like, he was all for it and she was like, wait, you know, I'm not sure, people are talking, and maybe it's his turn. And then they can both have those moments and be happy together because they've both, like, experienced that on their opposite ends, hopefully.
Guess you'll have to wait and see.
I have nothing negative to say.
Nothing negative at all. Moving on to other relationships that aren't as happy, you know, we get a flashback of what Jane, not a flashback, but like seeing what Jane's doing with Pinstripe and then Richard and Sutton. And then we come to poor Kat, and which is, this is a flip flop. She's always been the one that's kind of had her career on the right trajectory. She's had the relationship and now she's kind of at a standstill and dealing with the repercussions of her breakup with Adina. Did you guys expect this to be an actual breakup, or were you kind of expecting Adina to make an appearance today?
I thought maybe she'd make an appearance.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be that, like, solidified. Yeah.
I did. I'm so mean. I was like, this is going to be your breakup. Because, like, last season, the show kept doing this thing where it was, like, a back and forth thing when Adina had to go home. Mm-hmm. They were breaking up. They had the open relationship. Kat wasn't comfortable with it. It was just a lot going on where I felt like if it's going to be something, it's going to probably be a longer break. So I was expecting, like, a break. I do probably see them probably coming back together, but I just want my girl Kat to... I feel like she's always sad, always in this sad relationship. Mm-hmm. I just want her to live her best life and have some sex and be happy. But, you know,
which,
I don't think we'll see Adina for a while.
Which kind of brings you to what you would love to see happen, and that's her with Alex, because you've always said they had this sexual tension towards
them. It was one of those things where, like... It's not like a Richard Sutton thing where I see them living happily ever after, even being boyfriend and girlfriend. I do see this sexual chemistry where they can be really good friends and hook up and they can live their best life. And then maybe a relationship can develop from that. But I think it's going to be one of those things where, because of the heartbreak, it may be that Alex may be the shoulder that she may need. She might end up just being single and living her best life. Not to even, you know, I hate to put that on her, like, she must be with a man or be with someone. But I would love to see them, like, I mean, though she was drunk and she kissed him, I was like, yes, no, okay.
Yeah, you're like, how do I feel about this?
Maybe
like,
next season. So I was a little here for it, but I do want her to heal. And I was when she was sad, I was like, that's me. All my friends were happy, living their best lives, and poor girl was on her phone. I'm like, that's me.
Well, what's awful, too, is they shed light on what actually happens on Instagram. Yeah. We know we've all posted a story just to see if our exes looked at it.
Oh, yes,
that know, we've posted pictures just to see if they like it or kind of who's watching. And it just went to show that Adina was liking and watching everything, and it adds those questions in your head of, oh, my gosh, do they want to get back together? You know, it kind of prolongs the breakup. And this is something I want to get into our bold issue subject later, but if you guys want to have some time to mull over this topic, I really want to talk about, when's the right time to unfollow your ex? When's the right time to officially cut that tie? Because it's not healthy to constantly see your ex on social media.
Like,
it's not healthy.
So I tell myself every day when I'm on their page, like, it's not healthy looking at my ex's page. That's a fact, though.
Yeah, because you're constantly worried of what they're doing, and that's what, you know, Kat was doing, and it was kind of making me wonder, when is she going to officially cut that tie? And Adina, come on, stop commenting back if you don't want to get back together.
Right, stop posting pictures.
I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, the that's a trigger. Like, girl, don't post pictures of us being cute and kissing up on each other.
Yeah, I was like, who are you?
Because she wrote, I'm sad too. Girl, you broke up with me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm triggered.
Yeah, literally.
I didn't like that at all.
So I have a question. Did Adina stay behind in Paris?
Is that basically what's going
basically,
on?
Basically. Yeah. Okay. She, like, went to do her own thing, yeah. Okay. She was like, go do your art, do you.
Because that's where she's shipping her stuff to France.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then she's, like, in Morocco at an art show, so she's, like, living her best life on the other side of the country, other side of the world.
So much easier for Kat. I think Kat deserves some time for herself.
One way to break up. Yeah. Leave the country.
But leave all your stuff at your ex's house so they can look at it all the time.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. That's so awful.
That's so bad.
Speaking of Alva, when she was doing her speech, I had this gut-wrenching feeling that for some reason she was going to go off the rails.
So did I.
I was concerned. Yeah. I was like, oh no. What's going to happen?
That we're speaking of. Uh-huh. And I was sitting on the edge of my seat like, okay, she's going to say something really bad or just start talking really crazy. But when it ended and they started clapping, I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
She's fine.
Yeah. She kept it basic.
Here we are.
She kept it basic.
But what's so funny, too, is that when she got off of the stage and sang that speech and everything, what Patrick had said to her, at first I'm like, oh, that was great. And then when he mentioned what he did, I was thinking, wow, he's actually right. Mm-hmm. Like, that is insane. We all kind of put on this front. And if we were just a little bit more authentic with each other and talked about feelings, which we all try to hide, then, you know, he mentioned people don't want perfection. They just want honesty. And I think if we shared a little bit more of our honesty in the world, it could be a better place.
I agree.
So Patrick is dishing out the facts.
He's winning in my book
Patrick
so far.
He's speaking truth. He's doing well so far.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. This episode was a great jumping off point. Yes. It gave me all the feels of the girls and their friendships. And there's just something so warm and inviting to this show. And that's why I love watching it every week. And it always gets me in my feels like I'm about to cry because I'm like, oh, life is good. But so I love it. Let's move on, though, into our bold issues of the episode. So we have a special segment. Carla is going to be facilitating this one, and we will be having some fun props next episode. But these bold issues are kind of things that we're like, okay, is that too bold or, you know, maybe
not bold enough?
So the first one was moving in that you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, so one of the questions that we wanted to ask was, like, is it too soon to move in with your boyfriend? And I don't really know how to ask the question because, like,
when's too soon to move in?
Yeah, I guess. When is it too soon to move in?
This is my thing on that. There's no timeline on anything in life.
No. Yeah.
Especially in relationships.
Especially in a relationship. The moment you put on a timeline or compare yourself to other relationships, you can't do that. Yeah. You have to just take it as it comes. And if you're ready to move in with someone after 2 months, then that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes people move in for situational purposes, like saving money on rent or, you know.
Bonus.
Right. Yeah. So that kind of thing. But I just feel like there really shouldn't be a timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'd agree.
I agree. I think it depends on the person. Like, I know for me, I could never do that. But that's me because I have a thing where I'm like, I want to be married but live in a separate house from my husband.
That's amazing.
Or whoever I ever get married to. But that's me. Like, I'm the only child. I love my space. I'm a Sagittarius. No. Yeah. We don't even like people on top of us. don't look at me. So that's me. But I think if you want to move in with someone, more power to you. I just think if you do, make sure you have all your shit together. God forbid if something was to happen, you're good to go. And you have your own like money and your own account. But I said, whatever makes you happy, do your own thing.
Yeah.
But I know for me, honey. Mm-mm.
No. Hilarious.
I think it's also when you meet the right person.
Yeah.
Because there's been some people where I'm like, oh my gosh, please don't even ask me that question. No, thank you.
No, that's so true.
When you find the person that you want to spend every moment with and even just 1 second away, that's when you're like, I could literally live with this person and be completely fine.
And that's when people know, when they're like, okay, we're spending all this time together anyways, so I guess it's time. And it's also, you know, you want to be with them and you know they're going to be the one, so you do it. But it's like everyone's got their own timeline, so there's really
no right prerogative
to live alone is yours. If someone wants to get it married and move in after a month, go for it.
I'm here for sleepovers. Totally here for it. You just gotta go home. Bye. But like, that's the thing. Like, I think it's beautiful that we all have our different opinions and different minds. Yeah. And I think it's dope that someone wants to move in with someone. And I think it's cool that someone's like, no, I'm good. And then sometimes people's minds change. Yeah. Like, I say this now, I may meet someone and be like, guys, Just met someone yesterday.
She's moving in tomorrow.
It is the one that's going to live with me.
That is the 100% truth, though. Yeah. When you meet that person, your mind will be blown because then you'll be like, wow, I could actually be committed to this person and want to spend every waking moment with them.
Yeah. Well, that's true because I'm an only child.
Okay? Woo! Me too.
I like my space. If you're going to be with me in my space, remember that it's my space.
It's going to be rules. See, that's my thing.
I'm like, this is my door.
But I've actually lived with one of my ex-boyfriends, and, like, it was fine, you know, like, it worked out, but he was also an only child, so, like, and it worked out, and, like, we were also long distance for a long time, so, like, it was okay. It wasn't the end of the world. Will I do it again sometime soon? Probably not. I think I'm going to stay, in my own space for a while, like, until
you meet someone.
Do what works with it.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do that works for yourself, you know? Next one was, this is something that I brought up because Kat and Adina were doing the whole Instagram thing. We just kind of mentioned this briefly, is when is it time to unfollow your ex?
Ugh.
Do you guys think that it's appropriate to cut ties officially? Like, you break up, done. Delete everything. Or do you think that you need some time to then unfollow them, like, in a couple months? Once you've been able to check up on
them. This also depends on the person and the breakup, the relationship. Yes. What if it was like, you're both like, this isn't happening, it's not working, but you like still have mutual friends and, you know, and why can't you still be friends? But then, I know, it also depends on who you're dating after. What if they're like, why are you still on his Instagram? I don't know. It really depends on all factors.
It's very situational.
It totally depends because you can be in a situation where you're like, I cannot see this person because I need to get over this person. Mm-hmm. And you unfollow him. But then it's one of those things where you're like, I don't care. And then, because I've been in a situation where you do care and you're still following them because you want them to see how good your life is.
Yeah.
Though you're sad, but you're like, girls, let's go out. Because I've done that. Like, set up pictures. Do thirst traps, like dress really sexy because thirst traps.
See, I'll give you guys a breakdown on that later. You need to do it is when it's like detrimental to your well-being because you're only posting for them. Which we've all done as girls. You're like,
you're not living. You're
like, swipe up. Who looked? Where are you?
No, literally. You're like, okay. Perfect. They watched it. I'm good.
Yeah. Next story.
So I think it is situational. I think it depends on who you are and who you broke up with because it can be completely different for everybody.
Yeah. I completely agree.
100% true. And the last one, Carla.
Okay. When are you being too real on social media? Like, when are you sharing, like, just too much?
I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I read certain things, and I'm like, I wish people would get a journal or a diary.
I agree.
But then there's sometimes where, and that's why I sometimes have to check myself as well, because the older I'm getting, I'm like, well, damn, like, I've had a moment where I'm like, and I vented, and I'm like, shh, I just did something that I hated someone else doing.
Right. Yeah.
I just say to people, like, you know, I guess it depends on who you are. I'm not really private, but there's certain things I feel like shouldn't go on social media, but it's also not my business. Mm-hmm. You know, it's I don't want to judge anybody, but there are some times where I'm like, I'm going to get your ass a diary. This is too personal. Like, I shouldn't know shit in your bedroom and things that you're doing to me personally, but I also don't want to judge that person because that might be a free space where they're like, I got to vent.
Yeah,
I got to get out.
Speech.
I think there's like two, like kind of with Kat tonight, you know, she did the one real like video and then she kind of kept going after and I was like, I think we got it.
Yeah.
We need to see you packing the stuff.
Yeah.
But like, that's your prerogative if that's what you want to do. But I think there's like, you know, you do it and you like the first one, I'm like, oh, that's really real. If I was scrolling through Instagram, I'd be like, good for her. But then if I seen like 30 more, I'd be like, okay.
We get it.
So I don't know. I guess it all depends on the person.
Yeah. I think when you have a public profile, you have to have some sort of boundaries because a lot of the people that follow you, you might actually not even know who they are, but they follow you, you know? And I think it's great to share inspirational stories and be like, you know what? I'm going through this. Like, if you're fighting through anxiety or depression, you're like, yo, like, you know what? I just had this and this happened to me. Like, that's okay to share, but there are certain things like, oh, I'm not going to share with you the fact that I'm packing my ex-boyfriend's stuff to ship it to them, you know? Because that's like, that's crossing the border. They don't need to know that. They already know that you're heartbroken and that's the fact. Mm-hmm. Like, you're heartbroken and then, like, I think there is a very fine line on what you should and shouldn't share. But like we said, it's completely up to you.
Yeah. Everything's kind of situational.
But
it is very fun to talk about.
It is.
We could talk about it for hours, but we only have a couple more minutes. So let's get into some quick news and gossip.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I love it.
You guys, I got all the news for you.
First of all, living in LA.
Yeah. And there's a Press Juicery right down the street from my work. Amazing. So I was actually able to walk down to it. But you guys, the bold type today delivered a bold green juice this morning. They did a partnership with Press Juicery. So the first 120 people that showed up actually got a free juice. And if you guys didn't get a chance to try it, or if there isn't a Press Juicery near you, this juice only includes 4 ingredients, so you can make it at home if you want to try it. And these ingredients are actually really good. It's cucumber, pineapple, spinach, and kale.
Yum.
4 very simple ingredients. You could use them, you could buy them, you could make your own juice in the morning. And actually, this is a pretty good tasting green juice. I've had a couple of green juices in the last couple of weeks. And I have to say that the pineapple one is really my favorite. So there is that. And then moving on to Katie Stevens, our dear Jane. Not only did she make up her mind on the bold type, but she also made up her mind in real life. She is actually engaged, and she did a little interview, and she did state that her fiancé proposed to her in the Swiss Alps, which I think is super romantic, and he had written this letter for her, like, years ago. It was super cute. She's been getting ready, so she threw her bachelorette party, and what better place to throw your bachelorette party than at Disney World? She went to Disney World.
If you guys are listening to the podcast right now, I just have to mention Krista's face.
I got so excited. Freaked out.
I think that way
Krista will be having her bachelor party.
Yes. Same.
Vegas who? It's all about Disney World.
That is so fly.
And then she did state on an interview today with Extra that she wants to keep the details on her wedding a little bit private, but she did tell us one thing. There is going to be carrot cake and sticky toffee pudding.
I love those are her two favorites.
I love carrot cake.
So I was thinking that once the photos are released of her wedding, or she puts stuff there, we can all get carrot cake together.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yes. Like we were there.
I love carrot cake.
Moving on to our dear Megan Fahey. She is literally my soul sister. She is a world traveler. She not only has been to Paris, Italy, or and Hawaii in the past couple of months, but she ended the new year going to 4 different Asian countries. She started out in South Korea, which is the first picture that you guys are seeing, and then she went to Vietnam, and afterwards she went over to Thailand, and you guys... She ended the new year and started a new year at the Maldives. What better place to start the new year?
Can I come next time?
Seriously. Like, I can, if you want to hire me to be your assistant, I will carry all your luggage. No problem. I will take all your pictures, edit them. I will go with you. And she did start the new year with a new year's resolution of making small, impactful changes to save our planet.
Awesome.
Amazing. Now, moving on to Aisha D. You guys, she has been blessing us with her voice. She sang a cover song to the song Truth Hurts by Lizzo, and it is amazing. You guys, I know that she sings, but I hadn't actually heard her sing until they did that episode where they sing together. So we have a little clip of Truth Hurts by Lizzo for you guys, and you guys can hear her. Also, the video can also be found on Instagram. I'm seeing if you'll pull that up. Oh, this is what actually is playing right now. Is Aisha D actually, she persuaded Megan Fahey to do a cover for the song Hard Place by her, and they are amazing. So this is actually that video.
So artistic. Oh,
why are they so talented? It's not fair. I know. Right?
Actors, singers.
Everything.
Beautiful.
Oh,
they're beautiful. They have everything. And in case you guys are wondering the exact same thing that I was, is where is Jane in this video? Where is Katie? Because it was only Megan and Aisha. So Katie did state today that she was very upset that she couldn't be there, but she was actually out of town. However, I'm thinking that they'll probably get together and maybe do a new video again for us. Yes, so hopefully we'll see that. We'll play a little snippet of Aisha D singing Truth Hurts by Lizzo. And then we'll wrap up our show with some predictions.
just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch.
I love the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got blood problems. That's a human.
Oh man, she's so great. Carla, thank you so much
for bringing us amazing news and gossip.
You were the best.
I was going to say on the show, they introed with a little bit of Lizzo. Yeah. She goes by. Uh-huh. So that's pretty dope.
Super fun. Amazing, Carla. That was great. Really quick, rapid fire predictions, starting with Kiki.
Predictions. I do think Richard and Sutton are going to move out. They're not going to stay happily ever after. And I do see Alex and Kat possibly hooking up. Sorry, Carla.
I've seen some roommate drama with everything coming up. So for Jane, I think there's going to be some kind of drama trying to find a new roommate. Mm. We'll see what it is.
Carla.
You guys, you threw me off with your prediction on Richard. And okay, I think that things are actually going to work out for Richard and Sutton. And I am actually going to talk on Kat. I think that this is a great, like, process for her to be able to move on and have fun. So I think this is going to be a fun stage for her.
Definitely. But I think that eventually Adina's going to come back and they're going to end up together by the end of the season. Ooh, but we'll see an entire arc of... of Kat getting over her, and as soon as she's over her, Adina's gonna come back. That's my major prediction of the season. Thank you guys so much. So happy to be back. It's gonna be a great season, especially with you lovely ladies. But in the meantime, Kiki Boom Boom, where can they find you on social media?
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And you guys can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
And you can find me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran.
Hey guys, Allie Nasty here. Find me on Instagram at Allie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We'll see you next week. Bye guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.